Hey, be careful.
I feel like God has put it on my heart to kind of talk about insecurity a bit, because ever since I like shaved my head, you know, like I've been insecure about like not having like dreads and stuff, you know, and it's something I've like dealt with for like really my entire life, you know, because ever since I came to America, people was like, bro, like you got a big head, bro. And I was like, oh man, like I don't know. So, you know, as you guys have probably noticed, like I wear like hats all the time, you know, and like I've told you, you know, like that's like just personal insecurities that I've kind of dealt with really a lot of my teenage life up to now. And I feel like it's something that God has been like calling me out of recently. He's kind of been calling me to like really see like the beauty in myself and really like not judge myself as much by like the perceptions of others, but to truly like see myself for what He sees in me. And so I thought, you know, I thought I'd get on here and like we could talk about insecurity, you know, and you know, maybe see like where you guys are at on that, like, and you know, help each other out. So yeah, this is where I'm at in life, feel me, like right here. And it's crazy because like right before I got on, I was like, oh, I was nervous. I was like, God, like, come on, bro. Like, don't put me through this. But, you know, recently He's been teaching me like about humility. And I thought this was like a humbling thing. He was like, yeah, like I'm gonna humble you. But really, I think it's more of a like a true confidence thing, you know, because like I've thought a lot about confidence in the past few months. And I realized like before I was chasing a confidence that was validated by other people. Like I could feel confident because of what you could see on me or what you could see that I'm doing and accomplishing, you know. That was what made me feel confident. My confidence came from things that I could like show to people. But now I think like God has really been revealing to me like confidence like that is personal, confidence that is in Him, confidence in things that like nobody really knows about, that like I go through on a daily basis, that it's just me and Him, and I really find like a true sense of identity there. But yeah, it's like I realize there's two kinds of confidence in that way. There's a confidence that's external and there's a confidence that's internal. And what's funny is that the confidence that's internal is actually based in humility, whereas I think the confidence that's external is generally based in vanity. And that's perfect. That's completely perfect. But yeah, I'm kind of rambling a little bit, but let's see what you guys are talking about. It took me over a year to wear shorts after a girl said I had chicken legs. I feel that, bro. I remember in high school, this girl told me, like, she said I had, like, a gobble neck, which was the craziest thing. Like, she said, like, the bottom of my chin was fat. And I really believed her, bro. Like, I would walk around like this, like, all day with my head down. And now that I'm thinking about it, like, that was so destructive. Because first of all, like, bro, the bottom of my neck is so normal. Like, it's so normal. But just somebody saying that to you, you know, can just have you feeling types of way where you're literally walking around in this world with your head down every day because of what somebody told you. It's the craziest thing, bro. But it's like, dog, you know, your neck is how your neck is. Your legs are how your legs are. Like, there's, man, it just doesn't make sense, you know? And I think it also emphasizes the power in our words too. Like, we really have to be careful with like how we're talking to people and how we're treating people. Like, I remember I used to think like joking on people was a form of friendship. I used to think that joning on people was a way for me to express my care for somebody. Like, literally belittling them was my way of joking, you know? And it's like now I kind of realize the power in that, because like even if it's your friend, if it's your girlfriend, if it's anybody, you know, like even if it's a joke to you, like you never know where somebody's at in their head, and like what you say to them can really like affect them even subconsciously. So I think we also have to like take it onto ourselves to be very deliberate about how we're speaking to people, you know, whether it be strangers or the people that we care about. Like, we have to be really deliberate and try to be as caring and as uplifting as possible. That's exactly how I feel about my nose. I still get comments here and there, and it's hard to get over it. I don't take pictures of myself due to that, and I'm extremely insecure about it. I'm the same way, bro. Like, I don't take pictures. Like, I do not take pictures. And it sucks because, like, I love taking pictures. You know, I love photography, but I never take pictures of myself because it's just, like, I don't know. There would be days where I just, like, I wouldn't even want to, like, look at myself. Like, if I looked at myself for too long, I would start tearing myself apart. And so, like, I had to, like, just get up and walk past every mirror. And it was either, like, one of either extreme, right? It's either I'd get up and I'd avoid mirrors completely, or I'd get up and I'd always be checking mirrors just to make sure I look decent, you know? And it was just, like, it's exhausting. It's exhausting not being able to, like, just look at yourself and feel okay, you know? It's not even like you got to get up and feel pretty, you know? It's just, like, I just want to look at myself and be like, oh, that's me. That's cool. You know, that's tight, you know? But, yeah, I think... what was it that somebody told me? Like the only way to face... It's simple, but to me, it's, like, relevant, right? Like, the way to face insecurity is to... The way to break insecurity is to face it, you know? It's to put yourself in the position that you're so afraid of, and then watch how it actually works out for you. Because I was praying to God before, like, bro, like God, please, like, don't let me do this. Like, not yet, da-da-da-da. You know, I'm not ready for that kind of, like... thing, you know? And he was like, just do it, you know? And now that I'm doing it, I realized that this fear that I had, like, constructed in my mind was only in my mind, you know? Like, as I'm kind of talking to you guys, and it's like, I feel so comfortable and it's so much love. And I'm looking at my siblings and they're so beautiful, you know? And they're not even thinking about the fact that they're beautiful. They're just existing in their beauty, you know? It's like, man, like, that's the way I'm supposed to be. That's the way we're supposed to be. I'm not really insecure, not about looks, but about my personality. If I'm real, if I'm a genuinely good person, if my intentions are always pure and in no way beneficial to myself, how do I deal with this? I have this question in my mind, I think, quite often. I'm constantly questioning, like, my intentions, and I think it's a good habit to consider your intentions. But, like, questioning your intentions always, I don't know if that's the best habit, right? Because I think we also have to believe that if we're not the best person today, we're trying to be a good person. I think even the act of considering your intentions, I think, exemplifies your true character. The fact that you're not willing to just do something without actually taking the time to consider, like, is this coming from a good place? Is this coming from a pure place? The fact that you're even questioning it, I would say, speaks to, like, your character and speaks to the kind of person you are, whether or not you kind of realize it. So I think even in you defining that or just kind of discussing how your mind works, to me, as I'm kind of saying it out loud now, I think it already exemplifies the character that you already have within you. Compliments hold a lot of power too. A genuine compliment sometimes just enough to get you. A genuine compliment is sometimes just enough to get you out of your own head. I feel that, bro. And that's what I was saying earlier about, like, there's really, like, the Bible says that the power of life and death is in the tongue, you know? And I really believe that. Like, the words that we say to ourselves and to other people are so powerful, so powerful. And that's why we have to be, like, very cautious. We have to be more thoughtful about the words that we say and the way we speak to people. You know, we have to consider, like my boy was saying earlier, like, what's the intention of this? Where is this coming from? Is this coming from a place of love, or is it coming from a place of anger or jealousy? Like, where am I speaking from right now? You know, like, always considering that. And even when you're talking to yourself, I think too, consider where you're speaking to yourself from. Are you speaking to yourself from a place of insecurity, or are you speaking to yourself from a place of patience or love or understanding? You know, what do you want to achieve in life? Honestly, bro, recently all of my goals are centered in being a servant to God. Like, that is my priority in this life. I want to be as humble as I can before God. I want to grow to truly surrender myself to His will. I want to, like... Hey, yo. The fun is inconvenient to me. I hope you guys can hear me. But yeah, like, I want to be a servant to God. That is my biggest aspiration in life. You know, that's all of who I want to be, you know? And... yeah, man, I feel like whatever He has for me will come to me, but that's my main focus, you know? I've kind of come out of the perspective of wanting to achieve things in the world, because I know that, like, whatever is for me, whatever is meant for me, God will deliver to me in His divine time. And so my true focus just has to be on being a servant to Him, and being a son to Him, and being loyal to Him, and being faithful to Him.
and being humble before him and fearing him and loving him. Like, all of that is like what's on my mind on a daily basis. Like, how can I grow closer to God, you know? And that's why even this like insecurity thing, like I think this is important for me, because it's me humbling myself in a way that like I'm moving towards relinquishing myself of the care of what people think of me, and I'm aligning myself more with the care of what he thinks of me. Because if he says I'm good, bro, if he says I'm beautiful, if he says I'm straight, bro, I'm good. Like, I'm straight. Like, I have nothing else to worry about. I have nothing else to aspire towards. As long as I'm like in his will and I know that, then I have everything I need. Hey guys, can you like quiet it down for like 1 second? I want to just get a thought out. So this revelation came to me the other day, bro, because I was having this really good day, right? I was having this phenomenal day where I just felt like I was so assured. First of all, I was hanging out with some people that I was very anxious about seeing. And so I felt that like it was going to be a bad day for me because I was just going to be in my head and anxious all day. But I prayed about it. I asked that God's will be done. And as I went into the day, it's like I felt this wisdom and this assurance come over me, right? And it's like I would just be in moments where as I'm speaking, my words and my thoughts are coming together so eloquently and so well put together, and they so accurately convey how I'm feeling. And like I'm connecting with people and we're talking, we're having great conversations, and I can see that people feel like loved and understood, and I feel this patience over me where I don't feel the need to like prove myself. And it was just so good, bro. It was such a good day. And then I went the entire day just experiencing different bursts of these moments, bro, where I just felt like, wow, like, who am I right now, you know? And then I remember, like, when I got in the car to drive home that evening, this car came on, this song came on, and it was, the essence of the song was talking about, like, surrendering yourself to God, like, surrendering your mind, surrendering your gifts, surrendering your heart, surrendering your dreams, surrendering everything to him, and allowing him to, like, you know, well, just surrendering it to him. And it just like clicked in my mind, bro, because before I thought surrender meant to give away, but surrendering to God really means to allow him to show you all of who he has made you to be. And so I realized when I'm at my best, it's never me. It's always him that's working through me and showing me himself in me, you know? And in that regard, I'm like, bro, I don't even want to be myself no more, bro. I am so happy, like, essentially sitting in the background of my conscious and watching God work through me. It's such a beautiful thing, bro. And then you don't have to like take, like, you don't take credit for yourself because you realize it's not of you. It's not something that you can recreate, but you get to experience it. You get to experience how loved people feel around you. You get to experience how it feels to be patient and understanding. You get to experience how it feels to love another person genuinely. And it's just like, bro, it's the most beautiful thing. And the best way I understood it was that I have this Spider-Man game. I got this Spider-Man game that me and my brother play all the time, right? And as you can see, my brother's like six, seven? You're like seven, right? You're six? My brother's 6 years old and I'm 23. Feel me? So clearly I'm, you know, much better at Spider-Man than he is. So what will happen is that like we'll start playing Spider-Man and I'll give him the controller, right? And he'll do his thing because he loves it so much. He'll be swinging around, you know, falling all the time, like making mistakes, and it's cool. It's cool to watch. But then he gives me the controller and I show him what Spider-Man can really do. I show him all the tricks. I show him all the skills. I show him how to scale the buildings and hold on, bro. I show him how to scale the buildings and just do all the crazy things that Spider-Man was made to do. And I feel like it's a similar dynamic with us and God, where we, when we want to go our own way and we want to follow our own will and figure it out ourselves, it's like, yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's all right. I mean, you're doing the best you can, but you give it to the person who really knows how to do this for real, you know? And he really shows you, like, he puts it in your face, like, bro, like, this is who I made you to be. This is all of what I put inside of you. You start seeing parts of yourself that you didn't even know existed. You start seeing gifts and talents start coming out of you that you didn't even know that you had. You know, and it's just like, bro, like, what? Like, when did this become me? And I think that's what it means to like surrender to God. It's that he's made you to be something very specific. He's made you with so much in you, and only he knows all of what he's put in you. You don't even know yourself as good as God knows you. And so when you surrender to him, he shows you all of what he made you to be. And it's the most beautiful thing, because you start seeing parts of yourself that you didn't even know existed. You start finding yourself in spaces that you didn't even know that you could get to, you know? And it's just, it's amazing, bro. It's amazing. So yeah, that's like a revelation I found the other day. And even back to like insecurity, it's like it's of course it's still a battle. Yeah, you got that. Of course it's a battle at times, but when I'm in like a better state of mind, I realize like, bro, how can I be insecure about something that has this much in it? Of course, when I'm in control, there's so much to be insecure about because I see all of my faults. But when God is in control, it's like, bro, I don't even have the like place to be insecure. Because who am I to tell him about what he made? Who am I to tell him that this is ugly, or this should have been done better, or you should have made my face a little better, or changed my skin, or changed my nose? You should have made my voice different. You should have gave me a better body. Like, who am I to tell him like how he should have made me when he starts to really show me why he made me the way he did, you know? And it's just one of the most, like, I think, just fulfilling experiences. And that's why I say my biggest pursuit in life now is to surrender to God, bro, because I realize that's when I find my true identity. It's not who I think I am, it's not who the world thinks I am, but it's who he has made me to be, and he's the only one who can reveal that to me.
Excuse me,
Sharon? Yeah.
Can you tell them about that part of Spider-Man when I was fighting bad guys?
Yeah, so Eli finally learned to fight bad guys the other day, and he did pretty well. Like, you beat all of them, right? He yeah. beat all of them after I showed him how to do it. And maybe that's a part of what God does for us too. Like, when he shows us himself in us, then he shows us how to be that, you know? It's not even that like he just takes control and you never get to do anything. Like, he starts to really raise you up and train you up into being who he made you to be. I remember there's this quote by Kirk Franklin that a parent doesn't do their job if they never teach their child how to fly. And I feel like God, that's what he wants for us too. Like, he wants to teach us how to fly, but we have to first surrender and humble ourselves before him so that we can even acknowledge him as a teacher, so that we can acknowledge ourselves as student and as the learner, you know? And then he teaches us, he raises us, he grows us, he molds us, until you get to a point where you're like, bro, like, this is who I am. I am humble by default. I am loving by default. I am patient by default, not because of anything that I've done, but because of what he's shown me, you know? Podcast. I feel like God has really put it in my heart to start a podcast for like months now. Like, this is a question that comes up every time I'm on live, and it's something that I've really been more confident about doing recently. So I've been praying a lot about it. So yeah, I've been praying a lot about it. I've been asking God for like the kind of mind to exist in a space like that. I've been asking God for the kind of patience. I've been asking God for a listening ear to really listen intently and understand where people are coming from, and to be able to connect with them and speak to them. I've asked him for, you know, his words, that I might be able to really speak to people, you know, not of my own accord, but that his will might be done through me. So it's something I'm in prayer about, and I really believe that it's gonna come. Right now I have like a podcast, but it's really like I post these lives, these conversations that we have. But I know, like, at some point I really want to establish like a full podcast where I'm sitting down and I'm having conversations with people. But for me, I feel like that's because it's something that God has put on my heart. Like, I'm working with him on it. Like, I'm waiting for him to reveal to me exactly how he wants me to do it. So it's gonna come exactly when it's supposed to come. But as of right now, if you want to kind of like experience these dynamics some more, you could just look up Miles Carter Live, and I have these conversations posted, these lives posted up there. So yeah, man, I think that's about all that I had on my mind today to share. But I really want to, like, you know, just like give thanks real quick, because, like, again, you know, like, my hair or my head or whatever is something that I've been insecure about for like so long, and to be able to like come on here and like talk to you guys and exist like more comfortably in just who I am is like, it's a very special thing for me, you know. And I thank God for it. I thank God for, like, you know, putting it in my heart to do this. I thank God for giving me like the words to, you know, talk. And I just thank you guys as well for just being so open and so loving and so honest and so vulnerable that we can really come in here and have, like, you know, dynamics like this and conversations like this. I think it's a very beautiful thing, and I just thank God every day, you know. And Yeah, like I said, you guys are always in my prayers. Like, I'm always praying for anybody who is under this, the sound of my voice. I'm praying that your hearts are open, your minds are open to really start to see the truth in who you are and to see the truth in who God is, so that you can begin to really see the truth in who He's made you to be, you know? Because I think it's the most beautiful and the most important thing that we can do in this life. It's the answer to everything that we search for, you know? It's not religion, it's not... And when I say it's not religion, I don't mean it's necessarily your interpretation either. I think, like, God is the only thing in this world that has been consistent since the beginning of time, and He will be until the end of time. There's nothing new under the sun, because He's already made everything in the way that it should be. So just the act of pursuing Him, I think, is life-changing. The fact of stopping and inviting Him into your life, I think, is the most powerful thing a person can do in their life. And it's something I'll tell every person I come across who seeks advice or guidance or direction from me. I will always point you back to God, because that is where all of the answers are. Like, I promise you from the bottom of my existence, God is really the answer to everything that you've been searching for, you know? And it's not hard to reach out to Him, you know? All you have to do is invite Him. Like, people ask me often, like, how do I talk to God? How do I know God is there? How do I know He's real? Invite Him, you know? Just invite Him into your life. Invite Him into your situation. Just stop for a second and be like, God, I don't know where you're at. I don't even know if I fully believe in you, but I'm seeking you. I'm looking for you. And I'm asking that you make yourself apparent in my life. That's it, bro. Say it with an honest heart, as honest as you can, bro. And I promise you, He's not hiding from you. He will make Himself apparent to you in His divine time, in His right time, exactly when you need it. So, yeah, bro. Like, I'm just giving thanks again, and I'm gonna get off live. So I feel like we should, we should say a prayer to close it out. Yeah, sometimes when we go through things, it's not always about getting rid of it. God is not always about, let me just pick you up and take you out. Sometimes He's like, I'm going to reveal something to you in this so you can truly understand more about where I'm trying to get you towards, you know? So yeah, pray for understanding, pray for clarity, pray for direction, or even just pray for care. Sometimes when I'm going through it, bro, I just ask God to remind me, you know, that He cares, that He's there for me. He'll show up, you know? So yeah, let's just say a prayer before we head out, close out real quick. You ready? You want to pray?
Eli. Huh? It's quick.
Do you want to pray?
Yeah, sure.
No? Is that a no?
All right. He said yes.
You said yes?
Yeah, he said yes.
All right, come on. All right. You want to say a prayer real quick? All right.
Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for making everything. Please help that nobody will get infected by the coronavirus. Please help that nobody will not get sick. Please help that everyone won't get sick. Please help that you'll find a way to destroy the coronavirus so we won't get sick. And we can go to each other's houses again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. That's a good prayer. Thank you for that. I don't want to get sick. Dear God, I thank you for... Am I praying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone's stealing.
Are you done? Good? Alright, cool. Alright. Alright, dear God, I just want to say thank you for this day. Like my brother Eli said, I want to say thank you for allowing us this space to really talk and discuss honestly, to discuss the things that we're dealing with, the things that we're afraid of. I pray for everyone who's come into this live, God. I pray for everyone who will see this live. I pray that you bring to our hearts the things that we're searching for, the things that we need, the clarity that we need to hear from you. I pray that you meet us in the spaces that we're unable to discuss with other people, the darkest parts of our hearts that we don't even understand ourselves. I pray that you make yourself apparent in those areas specifically and bring us to light and understanding and clarity in you. God, I thank you for specifically for helping me to get over my insecurity or even work on it. I thank you for giving me even the confidence and then giving me these friends to be able to present myself wholly to and to be so accepted and loved and understood and cared for. Like, you know how much it means to me. So I just thank you for providing
that space. Thank you for giving me a heart or giving me a heart that is in pursuit of you, because in it I've found so much truth. And thank you, Lord, for your grace every time I didn't want to pursue, every time I walked away. Thank you that your grace and your patience was there for me to pull me back from myself. So I ask that you continue to walk with us as we move forward in our lives in this world. I ask that as we leave this life now and we go off into our separate directions, I ask that your spirit, the spirit you've allowed to exist here in any facet, will continue into our lives with us and walk with us and raise us up into being better people, more patient people, more loving people, more understanding people, and most of all, people who are better examples of you. I pray that you will give us the humility in being able to surrender to you. And I ask that you will give us a heart that pursues humility so that we can find true liberation in you. This is my prayer, God, in your name, in the name of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Cool beans. Yeah, it was really great talking to you guys. Thank you again, you guys, for just being so, like, cool, so, like, awesome, just great friends, you know. I'm going to save this live, and I might, I'll upload it again if you want to, like, hear more stuff like this.